Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Marion County, Iowa Democratic Party Chair Anita Martin. We're going to be talking about the Democratic State Convention that took place this past Saturday in Des Moines. Well, first of all, Anita, thanks very much for being here with us today. Saturday, the State Democratic Convention was held, and that's, of course, is kind of the second to last step after a long process that started with the county caucuses in January. So overall, how do you think things went for the Democratic side in Des Moines on Saturday?
A great day. Thank you for inviting me in. We did have a great day. It was a long day. I was there before 7 because I was on the credentials committee, and so I had to check in delegates, and we started checking them in at 8 and checked them in until 10, and then we shut down registration, had our alternates come back, and then seated them. So I didn't get to the convention floor until about a little after 10:30, about 10:40, and they were already discussing some amendments to our constitution. And the day went on from there, and the last call, the last vote, the adjournment was at 9:01 p.m.
And so can you just actually explain a little bit to people about how this works? Obviously, there's a combination of speakers and votes on planks and all sorts of different things, and it's all kind of to organize the Democratic Party of Iowa under one banner, so to speak.
That's right. We had a proposed platform of 394 planks. Our platform, it's statement of principles, it's in two parts, statement of principles, and we have a word count that's 500 words, and then our planks have to be within 3,000 words. That was one of the things that came up in our debates, was to do away with the word count. It was defeated, but I understand what it's like to work under that constraint because I was on two previous platform committees, and when you get an idea or a proposed plank and you have to start cutting words, it sometimes cuts the author's intent. And that was what they were concerned about.
A long campaign season is about to begin. Obviously, the Democrats in Iowa are trying to keep control of the Senate. Or did the delegates look like they were excited, ready to go for this campaign season?
I really did. They were geared up. They were enthusiastic. They really said that we know we're not going to have money to compete with the other side. We know that. It's going to take a lot of groundwork, and it's going to take door knocking. And I think door knocking and actually talking to people rather than phoning, because people are tired of phone calls. They're already tired of phone calls. And so I think I'm going to try to find more people to door knock this time around and actually talk one-on-one for a candidate, explaining what the issues are and where this candidate stands. I really think that they'll get more out of a face-to-face discussion.
And so obviously the national convention is at the end of the summer here, but between now and then there's a lot of work that you guys are doing, and between now and the general election there's a lot of work that you guys will be doing in order to, like you said, organize at a grassroots level for the candidates that are important into Marion County, which are the Democratic candidates that are running for election in Marion County.
Yes, we definitely are speaking out for our local candidates, our county.
When you talk with people about the various campaigns going around, both local House, local Senate, congressional, and other campaigns of the sorts like that, what do you think are the important points that you bring up that people should be knowing about as they get ready to vote this fall?
It's important that we read the proposed platform. I think we have a more generous platform. I think we have a more inclusive platform. I think we have a platform that looks at the needs economically, educationally, health issues, over what I read in the Republicans' platform. I'm not one, I don't believe what Steve King said. Steve King said people don't read the platform anyway. That's not true. Most people don't, and they really should. They're both available.
I think that's something that's going to be interesting about this campaign. It's been brought up. It was brought up when I talked with Sue Dvorsky earlier this year, and I know you agree with it, but I imagine, with the fact that there's no big statewide candidate, there's no senator, there's no governor race. It's all county candidates for House and Senate, the congressional candidates, which are the four corners of the state, and then President Barack Obama versus likely Mitt Romney as well. Those there's no big statewide unifying campaign, and so that'll make things more interesting in terms of how you guys at the county level actually have a chance to organize, I think.
Well, fortunately, I sat in a breakout session during the lunch break on Saturday with the Organizing for America, the Obama Organizing for America. They are thinking it's a ticket top down, and we all need to work together. We don't need each campaign knocking the same door over and over and over. So we're going to try to coordinate that.
A lot of the controversy this past weekend came from the Republican side, where Ron Paul supporters were said to have been a little out of line, perhaps. There was some disruptions, a lot of rowdiness. I know that you said earlier to me off the air that you could hear some of those disruptions from the building that you were in, since you guys were both in the same building. I was just wondering if that's just a normal kind of passion, and perhaps you guys do have some of those same outbursts during your debate, perhaps?
We didn't have any of that. We didn't have any contentious. Even when we disagreed on planks, there was no contention. There was no interrupting. The only interruption would happen if somebody called point of order, and we would address it. It was very well mannered, and everybody knew what they wanted to say and said it without trying to put somebody down or disagree in a negative way. We were not negative.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
I am so glad I get a little bit of a break, maybe a few days. And I am really looking forward to talking to people, anyone who has any questions about the party platform. If they don't have an internet access, I will make copies and I will share them with them. I think you need to know what's in our platform. I think you need to know what's in the Republican platform so you can see the difference in the parties, so you can see who's working for the best interests of the middle class.
All right. Thanks very much, Anita.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks to Anita Martin, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.